A Wanderer's Journal. We're told not to grieve, that anything we lose comes around in another form. But you have to grieve. It's a passage you have to traverse to get to the other side. The last act of love you have to give to those you loved and lost. For where there is deep grief, there was great love. Hisa's Odyssey is her last act of love, a journey she makes to honor the memory of a man who raised her and her standards. When she loses her father, she could cry an ocean. She does. And then, when she's filled it up, she looks out at it, in quiet contemplation of the words he leaves her in letters. It calls. While it does, there, in those moments, she knows her calling, travel. And she knows her carrier, the ocean. People live in letters, even after they're gone. The scribble, the scratch, the awkward, abrupt, marked pauses when you're stuck or ill at ease. The uninterrupted sentences, full stops that prompt delight or anxiety or contentment or confusion or introspection or curiosity or a smile, a tear, a frown, a faraway look, delivering you to a state of completeness or leaving you simply not whole. Commas with continuations and endless possibilities. Through his handwritten pearls, her father makes Kiza see her own. And he finds his way back to her in the enormity of experiences that travel brings. If he hadn't gone, neither would she. Loss does that. Once absorbed, if ever, it makes space for more than what was taken away from you. A well-written life is almost as rare as a well-spent one. Kiza unwraps a brown paper parcel to reveal a journal, saved thus far, possibly for this moment. She imagines her father urging her to write down everything you see. Every animal, bird, and insect. Every experience, favorable or otherwise. Every lesson, every transition, every twist, every turn, the trivial that constitutes the noteworthy. And then one day, we'll discuss them together. Her, on land. Him, a star. She takes out a new pencil, licks the lead, and writes her name on the flyleaf. Kiza, Victor, cousin. It is the 15th of January, 2017. She is 17 years old. And for the rest of her life, she will not forget her father's words. Her journal is a story set against a backdrop of the world. Navigating the seven seas in a submarine, it has depth and length and breathlessness. From moments that are memorable and worth chronicling. Travel takes different people to different places. Physically, mentally, spiritually. A diary contains one person's eye view of the world and is restricted to what he or she wishes to commit to the page. This, in turn, is influenced by their motivations for keeping a record of their lives. For some, it is an outflow pipe for their emotions. For others, a stab at immortality. For Kiza, it's a promise. An exchange and a necessary deliverance. A metaphor for her father even. Somewhere, her journal becomes a trusted confidant. A friend on whose shoulder she occasionally feels the need to cry or laugh aloud or simply do nothing with. Often, not requiring her to spell out things if she doesn't or can't for some reason. It takes guts. To leave, to jump into a submarine that plunges into the ocean, A leap like that takes faith. But sometimes, it's tougher to stay where you are. You could move with memories that give and restore strength. Kiza's one fine day has arrived sooner than she thought. It is her turn to leave homes, cities, and countries to pursue grander ambitions. She leaves friends, lovers, and possibilities for the chance to roam the world and make deeper connections. She defies her fear of change, holds her head high, and does what she once thought was unthinkable: to wander far and wide and away. And it will be scary at first. But what we hope she'll find in the end, other than knowing she's never alone, is that in leaving, we don't just find love, adventure, or freedom. More than anything, she will find herself.